The Prophet ﷺ's night prayer is very famous. Once one of his students tried to sneak in and pray behind the Prophet ﷺ, thought that he could stand behind him, enjoy the Prophet ﷺ's recitation. The Prophet is going to pray for a few minutes. He'll get the reward for praying behind the Prophet. He'll go home and get some rest. So Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu comes. He says, Sallaytu khalfa an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw the Prophet ﷺ praying. I wanted to catch the blessing. I wanted to hear the Prophet ﷺ. What a better way to spend the night. Like, you can't find a better way to spend the night than praying behind the Prophet ﷺ in tahajjud. He says, the Prophet ﷺ recites Surah Fatiha. And, you know, you and I are going to read Surah Fatiha and read a nice, small, beautiful surah. The Prophet ﷺ starts off with Baqarah. He says, Baqarah? It's a long surah. I don't think he's going to recite the entire surah tonight. The Prophet ﷺ reaches 100 ayah. He's like, okay, maybe at 200 he will go for ruku'. The Prophet ﷺ recites 200 ayah. And then he's like, wait a minute. It looks like the Prophet ﷺ is going to recite the entire surah. The Prophet ﷺ recites the entire surah. فَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقُمِ الْكَافِرِينَ So he's, you know, like you and me, if we're praying behind the imam and the surah comes to an end, we drop our hands, ready to go for ruku'. He's waiting for the Prophet ﷺ to bow down, and the Prophet ﷺ starts Surah Ali Imran. He is like, oh no, this can't happen in front of me. Like, I have to go to sleep. The Prophet starts Surah Ali Imran. And he says, فَهَمَمْتُ أَمْرَ سُوءٍ I had some bad thoughts. And the Prophet ﷺ recites the entire Surah Ali Imran. He says, inshallah, hopefully in my mind, he's saying, in his mind, he's like, now the Prophet has to go down for ruku'. It's been so many hours, my legs are tired. And the Prophet ﷺ starts Surah An-Nisa, the next chapter. He's like, I have to break my prayer. This is getting too long. Nevertheless, finally the Prophet ﷺ, after reciting Surah An-Nisa, goes into ruku'. And you would think the ruku' is going to be Subhan Rabbil Azim three times, get back up. And the next rak'ah should be shorter. The Prophet ﷺ stays in ruku almost as long as he was standing. He stood and he prayed. And even when the Prophet ﷺ was reciting the Quran, every time he came across a verse where Jannat was spoken about, the Prophet ﷺ made a point to ask Allah for Jannah. And every time there was a verse that spoke about the fire of hell, istajara min al-nar, he made a point to ask Allah protection from Jahannam. Wherever there was a verse in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised Allah and he glorified Allah. So he was enjoying the Quran, enjoying the recitation, enjoying the prayer. Now in ruku', while he's bowing, the Prophet is glorifying Allah. Then he goes into sajda. His sajda was almost as long as his ruku'. This is how the Prophet prayed the entire night. The students of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu asked, you said you had a bad thought while you were praying. Students are students. They're not gonna spare even a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ. What was that negative thought that you had? Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, honestly, I was about to break my salah and just run home, but I didn't. I prayed behind the Prophet ﷺ. But you could clearly see how much the Prophet ﷺ enjoyed the recitation of the Quran. How many times do we stand up, or even when we recite the Quran, and we have a plan just to recite Surah Yasin or Surah Kahf on those selective days that we have. And then when we're reciting it, you're saying, you know what, let me just recite the first page of Surah Maryam. Or you recite Surah Mulk. And you said, I recite Surah Mulk all the time. Let me just recite a few verses of Surah Qalam, the verse that's preceding Surah Mulk. Like this, you are telling yourself that I've done my ritual of recitation, but I want to read more. And that tells you how connected you are to the Qur'an and how much the Qur'an impacts you. And that is the connection we're supposed to have. That when we read, we want to read more. It's like some of us, when we're binge watching something and we're watching YouTube or some series, some episodes online, we watch the first series, the second series. We can't wait till the next series comes out. The next season comes out. Here's the Qur'an. One surah finishes. Can you wait till the next surah starts? Surah Maryam finishes. I can't wait to recite Taha and listen to what Musa and Fir'aun are going through. I can't wait to start the next surah of Anbiya. What, 16 prophets mentioned there. I can't wait to go to the next surah and recite and recite and recite. May Allah grant us such love and connection with the Quran so we can recite. And one day our children and us can stand up and recite in front of God just because the love that we have with the Quran and the connection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us such a relationship with the Quran where when we stand, we forget about the hours, we forget about the day, forget about the night, and we just have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to accept our recitation and our prayers and grant us a love for the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.